All right, Scorch, here you go. And welcome back to hour number two, North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, brought to you on the internet, as always, by Sandblasters Incorporated, and thanks to Alan Howard for our internet connection. I came in and got the show we did up at Events,
yeah.
Sprint Car and Toys for Trucks, all cut up and on their way to Alan. So
you may not see that until Monday, as well as tonight's show. If you're going to go back to listen, he is at a Cinco de Mayo weekend game party plan thing.
Ooh.
All weekend long, they
it
play
sounds
board
like
games.
A lot of drinking.
I can't see Alan with one of those hats dancing with the little fringe balls hanging off of it. But hey, you know, who are we to question what Alan does, for crying out
loud? He dresses up in a raccoon suit.
He looks very good in a raccoon suit.
Actually, too. That's his gig on Saturday.
Also, oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
so,
man.
The tequila
hey,
will stop about 2
guess
in the
what
afternoon.
I heard, you guys, before we get to our next guest.
What's that?
I just found out, not too shortly before we went on the air, but apparently June 7th out at Evergreen Speedway is going to be KRKO night.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that entail?
I'm going to tell you what I want it to entail.
Yes.
If I were king for a day.
I would like to officially challenge Team North Sound Racing versus Team Fish in a Hornet Challenge match. You, me, Galen, and a racer to be announced versus whatever four that the Fish, Jeff Aaron, which can be heard here on North Sound 1380, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. I didn't see him tonight when I got here, so he hasn't.
Can it be like roller derby?
Ooh. Oh. If we get to paint our faces up and wear weird clothes, yeah. But
you do that every day.
I know. June 7th out at Evergreen Speedway, it's going to be KRKO night. That was straight from the Maury's mouth. So
that's pretty cool.
That'll be fun.
It will be a lot of fun.
It'll be a good time. We're going to talk with a good friend of our show.
Yes, he is.
And he has been the announcer up at Skagit Speedway for, I believe, the last 3 years. But has decided to move back over to Eastern Washington and start up his own business. And he's going to also be involved with Mike and Rita over at Afreda Raceway Park. And, of course, I'm speaking about our friend Kelly Hart. How are you, Mr. Hart?
I am doing well. How about you guys?
I'm okay. You know, one of the benefits you have, how was Survivor tonight? You all right with that?
Oh, yeah, it was good.
It was good. Okay, good.
Yeah,
Kelly kind of expressed, can we have him on in the 9 o'clock hour so he can get his Survivor
they
in?
They vote the one you wanted off?
Yeah, it's a family bonding experience. My wife, daughter, and I have been watching the episodes of Survivor for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting down towards the, you know, if it was earlier in the season, I could have blown it off, no problem. But they're getting down to, like, the final four or five, and I just kind of felt like it'd be right to spend some time with them. They don't care what I do after Survivor's over, so.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Back into the office, and now so, I can do radio stuff.
So we've got you until midnight if, for God knows whatever reason, we wanted to, huh?
You think you can get that much talk out of me? Go ahead.
Yeah,
oh,
I know
think we can.
It can definitely be done. So tell us what your plans are for 2008, sir.
Well, to grow my business, Racing Heart Media, which is a media marketing and advertising consulting business for small businesses. And, you know, that's a pretty broad umbrella. It takes on an awful lot of different things. I'm helping some race teams and obviously helping some racetracks as well under the umbrella of that. It didn't quite start out that way. I really thought I was going to do small business advertising, more agency kind of work here in the Wenatchee area, but mm-hmm. It's really kind of turned out to be much more racetrack and race car and race team oriented than I ever initially thought it would be. So it's pretty cool. I've got a radio and marketing background, and I've been involved in racing for 20 plus years, and the two just kind of, I can't walk away from it no matter how hard.
Oh,
I
no,
drive.
Huh?
What's your website, Kelly?
It's racingheartmedia.com.
Okay.
And what can one find when one is touringracingheartmedia.com.
It's a simple two-page site. The first page is basically a one sheet of all of the services that I can provide for you. If you are looking for something that I could do, it's listed on that first page. And then there's a link to my resume on the second page, which is basically, why do I think I can do this stuff for you?
Cool.
Look at that resume thing and find out what all I've been doing since I got out of high school in 1978.
Does it involve, will you come over and, like, change the oil in my truck and stuff like that, too?
If you pay me.
For a free? For a fee?
Nice. Yeah, I hate anything to make money at this point in time.
What's your address so I can send you a statement for your appearance on this show?
Nice. No, it's the other way around. You guys should be paying me. This is, I speak for a living.
Ah, he does have us.
He insures his voice, I bet.
Oh, I'll bet he does.
Well, I just make sure I take good care of it.
For seafood lovers, it just doesn't get much better than summer in the Pacific.
Now, who did that, Steve or Kelly?
I did. No, I just hit the button, but it couldn't have been any better. Remember Bob Ross, who had the painting that he would have termed that a happy accident.
happy tree painter guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned it's tough to get out of this business. So, in addition to Racing Heart Media, you've got kind of a neat summer planned out. Tell us about that as well.
I do. As listeners of the show know, and people who read, you know, online and follow racing, I've been pretty close to the Witte family since they bought Ifrata Raceway Park some 5-6 years ago. And really, my summer plan this year was to take the year off and just kind of go watch some races, go hang out with my racing friends, go back and watch a lot of the guys that I haven't had enough that I grew up watching race as a racetrack announcer, get to go see them, go visit places I've never been before. And over the winter, Mike Witte, one of the three Witte brothers that owns Ifrata Raceway Park, got sick while he was out on the fishing boat up in Alaska. And he's recovering. He's been, you know, released to resume work and stuff like that. But they need my help at Ifrata, and it's right down the road from where I live. And I just, you know, what turned out is, oh, I'll come help every once in a while, which any of you that have been involved in racing kind of knows that really doesn't work. turned into, what the heck, I'll just be there every Saturday night, because what else am I going to do on Saturday night but be at a racetrack anyway?
Yeah, it is a sickness.
So, yeah, and, you know, the other side part of that is I started my own business, and frankly, you know, it's a paycheck. So I get paid to sit in the best seat in the house right on the start-finish line, usually in an enclosed area, unless some of you remember announcing a Tri-Cities Raceway.
Oh, yeah.
Where the scorers got to be in the booth and the announcer mm-hmm. had to be out in the stands.
Yeah, and the race director's family and
exactly.
All sorts of neat stuff. Yeah, I remember that.
Exactly. Basically, it's the best seat in the house, and I get paid to do what I really like to do anyway, which is talk,
mm-hmm.
And talk about watching racing. And it's kind of cool. I guess I'm not going to be put out to pasture just yet. I've only promised them this year, though. So I could still yet continue to be retired. We'll have to wait and see.
Kelly, you mentioned, and as we know here, you've been to a lot of racetracks announcing and doing things, and I kind of want to take you off the beaten track just a little bit and ask you maybe share with us maybe your most amazing race or something that really sticks out in your mind over the years as something special that you've seen.
Actually, I can sum it up in a few words, and it's basically watching my friends win their first race.
That's cool.
That's the easiest way I can say it. I mean, I was around when Shane Biles won his first race. I thought that was pretty cool. I got to actually watch Shane win his first race, and he's one of my favorite people in racing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to see a lot of kids the last 4 years win their first race at Skagit Speedway. Kelly Johnson, one of the sportsmen drivers up at Skagit, won his first race last year. And it's those first races that are the most fun. Got to see Gary Lewis win his first late model race back when I was at Evergreen. You know, those are good times. Those are good memories, and you carry those with you the most over the years. I can't say that any one specific moment stands out over any other one, because really, to me, every night at a racetrack is special. There's always something that happens that's really cool every time you go to a racetrack. I can't say that about every football game I've ever watched, every basketball game I've ever watched, every baseball game I've ever watched, but I can tell you this, every night at a racetrack, you see something cool.
That's very true. Kelly, what about the biggest change you've seen in racing since you started?
Oh, the biggest change, and probably for the good, has been transponders.
Yeah.
The scoring transponders, which kind of take it out of the hand scoring, line scoring, makes it a little more accurate. I think it removes the doubt that some people have. And it's, I try to explain it when I'm talking to a track promoter who's like, well, I don't know if I should go to transponders or not. Here's the answer. Every other week at every racetrack in the country that does hand scoring, there's a debate about the 11th and 12th place cars, whether they got lapped, didn't get lapped, whether they were who actually finished in the position or whatever. This eliminates that, and it makes the relationship between the promoter and the racers better. Because the transponders rarely, if ever, are wrong.
Provides trust.
Human error in line scoring happens. They're human people. They're going as riding as fast as they can. They don't always see everything. Little trick of the trade. This is something we see in the tower all the time. When they're hand scoring, they basically start riding when they're coming out of four, not as they're crossing the start-finish line.
Right.
So mistakes can happen. We're human and we're fallible. This machine scoring stuff with transponders really takes a lot of the guesswork out of it, and it removes some of the opportunity for a racer to get upset at the racetrack.
Kelly, what about this has got to be a special time for you too with Caleb and stuff, and I would just like for you to share your thoughts about him coming up through the announcing ranks now.
Well, I couldn't be more proud of my son. He's been going to races with me since he was old enough for me to pry him away from mommy and bring him up to the racetrack. He sat with a couple of really nice ladies at Wenatchee Valley Raceway back in the day, Hattie Vickery and Mary Lou Jaralemic, and they babysat him right underneath the tower where I was sitting there announcing. So he's been going to a racetrack all of his life, and as soon as he was old enough to not be a nuisance in the tower, we drug him up into the tower, and he started running the scoreboard and running the old hand clocks where you used to have to throw the start-finish switch to trip the timer. And then he was riding the in and outs, and when he got old enough to handle a microphone and actually be on a racetrack, I handed him a microphone and made him go out and do winner circles interviews and that. So he's been around racing a long time. Anybody who's been around me and him knows that I think he's the best announcer out there. So I have supreme confidence that anybody that wants to hire him, they're getting the best out there, just the best there is. He's got a lot of knowledge and a lot of enthusiasm for the sport. He doesn't make mistakes, which is the one thing as an announcer that drives me crazy, somebody who says something they don't know.
Exactly.
And he doesn't do that. He only says what he knows because he knows better. He's going to get the red onion from me if I hear him do something.
Yeah, I'm sure you're getting reports on it. Yeah, well, he did a great job at the opener up at Skagit Speedway Saturday night. So
in addition to the race being great, I hear two things every week. Man, the racing was great, and Caleb did fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which comes as no surprise to me. I mean, I expected it all along, and it really made it easier for me to tell Steve, I'm not going to do this anymore,
mm-hmm.
knowing that he was actually getting a replacement that, in my opinion, is a better announcer than I am.
Well,
yeah.
It made it easier for me to walk away from it because Skagit Speedway is my home track. It's where I grew up watching racing. It was a dream come true for me. I'm happy that my son is getting to follow in my footsteps, which he's done at Wenatchee and Ephrata as well. But he's a big boy, and he can stand on his own, and I think the future's very, very bright, not only for Skagit Speedway if they choose to keep him, but for Caleb if he chooses to move on and do whatever he wants to do.
Well, on behalf of all of us, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Good luck in your venture. You know that thank you again, and also thank you for your open wheel reports that you send, because boy, those are just really nice to have. They make us look good.
Very cool.
Well, thank you. And, I appreciate it.
And I'm not giving you address where to send the bill for that either, so let's just call it square, okay?
No worry, we're good to go on that one.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm sure we'll see you over to Freda a couple times this year. And, again, keep hitting it out of the park. Good luck. It's always good to see somebody doing exactly what it is that they want to do.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Thank you. Kelly Hart from Hart Racing Media up in over in Wenatchee.
Yep.
And the announcer at Freda Raceway Park this year. And Mike and Rita got a good one, and they know it, too.
Yeah.
So congratulations to those guys. I have some results from last week's actions at some of our tracks, if you guys want to hear them.
I would like to.
Thanks to Brandon Hamilton.
Oh, Brandon.
Who's on the job, gave him a new assignment. And hopefully I can read what he did. Deming Speedway had their opener on April 25th, and here are the results. And these are the winners of the 600 A Main is Blake Briggy. Is that how you
say that? That's correct.
Results of the 600 A Main were Chad Sinner. Results of the 250 A Main, the winner was Sean Horltoff. And the results of the Junior Sprints A Main, Austin Sheridan.
Yeah, I think that's like two or three in a row for him.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the Casey Kane Junior Sprints.
Yeah, do we need to keep our eye on him?
We should, yeah.
Well, maybe we have to bet on him a little bit here. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Chad Center's another one we're going to be having to keep an eye on over the next few years, too.
Yeah.
We've had him on our show before, and he's a hard charger.
Yeah, he is. Skagit Speedway, as we've been talking about, the 410 A Main, Travis Roots, Seth Bergman, Barry Martinez, Jared Ridge, and Aaron Fell were your top five in the A-Main event there. The 360s, Taylor Malsom, first-time winner in his class. Alan Munn, who just was so good to see him out there.
Yep.
No number on the car, nothing. just grab whatever you want off the parts pile, put it together, let's go race, and that was very awesome. Brock Lemley, Brian Kirkpatrick, and Eddie Evans, the results of the Hornet Main, Corey Swatzna, S-W-A-T-Z-N-A, and the other Hornet SS class, Kelsey Carpenter. Evergreen Speedway, the Speedway Chevrolet Superstocks, Kelly Mann got the win in that one, followed by Mike Holden. Good job, Mike, for your second-place finish. Jeff Knight had a strong run. John Zaretsky and James Muggy finished fifth in that one, so congratulations to those guys. In the Stinger 8s, the winner was Mike Middleton, followed by our guy, the Wizard, Ben Chandler, in the number 9 backward 9 car. And Josh Young, John, I believe it's Latilla, and Mike Buse rounded out the top five in the Stinger 8s. Pawn Exchange Super Figure 8s, Ricky the Kid Dietz got the win in that one. Everyone was thinking it was going to be another John Carlson show. But Troy Seminar, Rick Gunderson, Bill Wade, and Jerry Funden round out the top five in the Pawn Exchange Super Figure 8s. And the Stinger 8s B Main, Josh Latilla, won that one, too. So thanks a lot to Brandon for keeping track of that. And he's got contacts set up, and we'll be getting more and more as they get their regular season started from racetracks all over the Pacific Northwest.
They have drifting out there this Friday
night.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
They do. And another full program coming up on Saturday night, and then I don't think the WWRA is going to have their show coming up on Sunday. But definitely check out all the websites and go racing somewhere this weekend. We come back, one of the great guys, man, I tell you, the history behind our guest coming up on our next segment. If you're a regular listener of your show, you're going to know the name Garrett Evans, and he is also the owner of Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. As they get their season kicked off, we'll talk with Garrett Evans next. We come back on North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.